Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Straight desire.
Thank you.
conditioned by Mac. Hey, that sound you just heard, that's the same sound that that appears when girls see my penis. I don't know if you knew that. That psycho sound from the shower scene. But yeah, every time I pull my penis out, that's what girls hear. But anyway, welcome to Halloween edition of iMac. Me, your host, McCorley Matthew. And my co-host on the other line, William Ramo. What's going on, Willie boy?
Not much, you?
Again, I'm just naked and about to have sex with a girl, and then that sound came on. And I'm drinking some Smirnoff Ice, an alcoholic beverage. So I'm getting drunk tonight, and we're going to talk about anything related to Halloween. I mean, we could talk about horror movies. We could talk about trick-or-treating, horror movies, serial killers, porn. You know, you could talk anything porn.
What does that have to do with Halloween?
The way the girls scream. Like, you know, I guess it's related to Halloween. I mean, in horror movies, you have, like, you know, girls screaming. So in porn, you have the same thing, right?
And those Halloween movies, I mean, most of them do have women
naked. Yeah, exactly. The Halloween movies, the horror movies, they do have, you know, they always have nude girls in them. So tonight, I'm going to be playing some horror movie clips. I'll be playing some porn screaming orgasms for you porn fans out there. So tonight's going to be a show of Halloween, horror movies, porn. And me getting drunk. So, we'll
start off.
Typical
episode.
Huh?
Nah, so it's a typical episode on
iMac. Oh, yeah, a typical episode of iMac. Yeah, just a typical episode. But, yeah, next week is Halloween. And, you know, a lot of people getting their costumes ready and candy baskets. A lot of kids, I should say. What age did you stop trick or treating at?
Wow. Let me think. I think I stopped trick-or-treating like junior high school.
Wow.
I know definitely by my freshman year of high school, I was definitely done with that.
Oh, well,
I think junior high school would be my last time.
Yeah, that's also the time I stopped trick-or-treating around, I'd say probably freshman year of high school. Where I'd go trick-or-treating with my brothers. And one year I painted my face white. Had some little blood on the side of my mouth, and I just went trick or treating to stores. I didn't go to any houses because, you know, what's the point?
Right.
Some of these houses don't have candy anyway.
Yeah.
At least in my neighborhood, you know, some of the people are poor, so.
Yeah, some of them could be, you know, gossip of the child molesters.
Yeah, child molesters, serial killers, you know. So the
yeah.
stores, I would always go trick or treating to the stores. They always have candy. And yeah,
yeah,
I basically stopped trick-or-treating when I was like 14 years old. Shit,
yeah,
I'll go trick-or-treating now. I still love candy.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'll go trick-or-treating right now as me. Right? I mean, you're never too old for candy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind buying candy right now.
Not buying, I'm trick-or-treating for candy. I'm not buying nothing.
So what tree are you in the mood for right now?
What kind of candy I'm in the mood for?
Yeah.
God damn. Candy corn? Remember those?
Oh, yeah. I love those, man.
Oh, man. There's some cool candy on Halloween. Candy corn, dots.
What's that?
Like those, on the box it said dots. It was like these triangle candies. They were chewy.
Mm.
It came in like grape and cherry.
Is it like those is this the same thing I'm thinking of? Is it like those sweet and sour kind of stuff?
No, those are Sour Patch. You think about? What are you thinking about Sour Patch? Sour Patch was good, cool also, and Tootsie Roll.
Oh yeah, those are good too.
Remember those Eye Poppers? Which one did you say?
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, Reese's Pieces, yeah. Reese's Pieces, oh, goddamn. Bringing me back to my childhood now, man.
Yep.
Reese's Pieces, Tootsie Roll Pops.
Yep.
Tootsie Pops, I should say. Again, even Salt Power, man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the original Salt Powers and the original pack. Not in these new packs. I'm talking about the original Salt Power packs. Now Laters.
Yep.
Last
Mike
Cassie,
and Ike.
Mike and Ike.
Twizzlers.
Peanut Chew.
Oh, man. Now you brought me.
Those candies back then when you were trick-or-treat, man, they were off the hook.
You had me at candy corn, but you got me back when you said peanut chew.
Peanut chew, man, it was, man.
Yeah, that was back in the days when they were like a nickel along with a Bazooka Joe.
Yeah, man, oh. Bazooka Joe, that's another one. God damn, some of these candies don't even exist anymore.
Oh, man.
When was the last time you saw Eye Popper? Seriously. I haven't seen Eye Poppers in years.
Man. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Bazooka Joe's, I haven't seen those. Do they still exist?
I think I actually saw a lady chewing on a Bazooka Joe yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I think I saw a lady chewing on it.
Well, the stores that's in my neighborhood, I mean, they must be, they probably can't afford the Bazooka Joe's because I don't see any.
Yeah, I mean, before that, I was like, really? Wow, it's still there. I thought they didn't have those no more.
Damn, man. Bubblegum.
Right. Charms.
Charms, Nerds.
Yeah, Nerds, right?
Oh, man. Remember those cigarette candies?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I remember.
God damn. Some good times back then, man. Why I wish I'd had a time machine so I could go back and actually, you know. Just to relive those Halloween moments.
Maybe your modern day self might steal candy from your past self.
Yeah, man. I go back. I'll just go back to the past, steal candy for myself, bring to the future.
What about to get in a fight with yourself?
I'll beat myself up. What are you talking about?
And then when you come back to the future, you have bruises.
I don't care. All I want is a candy. That's all I want. Oh, man, those were some good times.
Oh, yeah.
And the horror movies back then, too, man. Remember back then, you know, I didn't have cable, so I.
Yeah, me either.
So, like, we had to watch on Channel 11.
Channel 11, see, you told it right on my mark.
For real, man. 11. Every night it was like a horror movie.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Friday the 13th. Halloween, they would, right. I mean, that's, they would always show that every Halloween.
Yeah.
Stephen King's It. You remember that movie, It?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's a clown.
A clown, right.
Yeah. This killer clown. The Shining.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic movie.
Jack Nicholson. What are some other ones that were out there? Psycho, of course. The original Psycho was the best, but there were some other ones and that were good in the series. Psycho 1 to 3 were the best.
There was more than one Psycho?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was remakes of Psycho, but there was sequels to the same cast and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
There were at least 5 sequels.
Psycho?
Yeah, there were sequels to Psycho.
I thought there was only that movie.
No, man. There was Psycho 1, 2, then, like, years, they waited, like, I don't know, 10 years later to make 3, then 4, then 5, you know? And then they remade the new one recently with, what's his name, the guy that was doing Jennifer Aniston years ago? What's his name?
Brad Pitt?
No, the guy who, he was in,
James Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn, yeah. Vince Vaughn. Wasn't he Norman Bates in the remake?
Maybe. I didn't see the remake.
I think he was. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but. But yeah, there was more than one cycle. There was at least 5 or 6 sequels. Just like Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th. There were a lot of sequels to those also.
Speaking of horror stuff, isn't your favorite, like, horror character Freddy Krueger?
Oh, Freddy, man. I have the box set.
Yeah, I have that, too.
box set of Freddy. Yeah, but you have the bootleg box set.
No, I don't have the bootleg box set.
Yeah, didn't you get the bootleg one?
No, I did not. Have
the one that included Freddy versus Jason?
I think that's those, you know, those four ones, like the four and ones. That was like the first four and one DVD.
I have the real box set, the one with the bonus CD and the library and like a booklet of the whole series. I mean, I got the real box set. You got the bootleg version.
Not bootleg. It's the same thing.
Well, I mean, it's close to the same thing. But it's not like the official Nightmare on Elm Street box set. But yeah, I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street, I mean, that Freddy's my favorite character. He was recently on South Park.
Yeah, that's what I was about to talk about. That's what I was going to make the segue to.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what I thought you were going to be pumped, you know. They mocked Inception, which you saw.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of funny. South Park was kind of funny, but, I mean, it wasn't as funny as last week. Last week was way funny.
Well, yeah.
When they made fun of New Jersey.
Well, the NASCAR one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, watching episode where I thought was stupid, they probably did it on purpose. Because, you know, like, usually in those movies, like, when a person retires, you see the person chop wood.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, an axe.
Right.
But he's Freddy Cooper. He has the
claw.
He don't even need an axe.
Yeah. Oh, man, Freddy's the man. That's my favorite horror movie character of all time. Just because he wore that Cosby sweater.
Yeah, that was how it was.
And the Indiana Jones had the Wolverine claws.
Oh, man.
And he was funny, you know, when he killed people. And, you know, right now, since it's Halloween, I want to dedicate a clip to some, you know, soundtracks from some horror movies. And in this clip, you're going to hear some sound effects from the soundtrack from Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Amityville Horror. Have you ever saw that movie? The original Amityville Horror?
No, but I've heard of it.
It starred, the original had, I think, Margot Kidder.
Mm.
It was her and her husband move into this haunted house. And I think they both end up dead by the end.
Mm.
I don't remember, but I think they both end up dead. But anyway, let me just play this horror movie soundtrack. It's about 8 or 9 minutes, so... Okay, we'll come back and talk more about Halloween after this.
Thank you.
go. Horror movie sound effects. Soundtrack, I should say. The first one was Friday the 13th, of course. The second one was from Nightmare on Elm Street. The third one was the Amityville Horror. What's your favorite horror movie soundtrack, Will?
I could say Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I love Halloween. It'll be between Halloween and, I guess, Nightmare on Elm Street. I love the sound effects from that movie also. But, of course, on Halloween, you got the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. I love that. Yeah, I love that. And the nudity.
Nah.
And the nudity, but, yeah. What's your favorite horror movie of all time?
That's a new one. New, like,
mine, of course,
mean.
Is You Already Know. You already know what's
mine.
I
like Friday the 13th. It's been a while since I've seen it. I should pop the tape. Maybe I'll even pop it after the show.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street is mine. That's my favorite movie of all time. Freddy going into people's dreams, killing them. Teenagers trying to fight back against him, but they don't have a... I mean, love it.
Yeah, he got a cool pop. He could come in your dreams.
I know, man. Could come in your dream, kill you from inside your dreams, too. But I want to play another clip. This is a comedy clip. This guy called Ricky Harris. He's a comedian. I don't know where he is right now, but this is from a few years back in the early 90s from HBO's Def Comedy Jam. Remember that?
What's his name?
Ricky Harris. Mm. He performed this bit on Def Comedy Jam from early 90s, you know, when Def Comedy Jam was on HBO. Mm. And he performed a bit about horror movies and how black people... What's the number one thing that black people complain about in horror movies?
They're the first to die in the movies.
They're the first to die in horror movies. Now, he talks about that, and he goes into some other stuff about horror movies, which are dead on accurate, but... Let me play for you so you could listen to him talk about that. And his name is Ricky Harris. I don't know where the hell he is right now. Probably... You know, working at McDonald's or something, I don't know. Okay, let me cue it up.
But I want to do scary movies, man, because you never see no black people in no scary movie, right? You go to a scary movie, you see a black person, and a black person get killed when the credits and shit rolling. You say, look at that bus. God damn. Motherfucker didn't make it past the interjection. And I won't do a scary movie because, you know, that's what's happening. Them scary movies with them sound effects. Because that's what makes you scared in most scary movies. Them fucking sound effects be like, E-R-Damion, 666, Devil Child Damion. I be looking at your friend like, man, let me see your motherfucking head, man. Man, nigga, you been acting crazy, Mo. But my favorite, though, is Jason, the ass murderer. Yeah, that motherfucker, because this sound effect, they're like, because you know when you hear that, somebody about to get fucked up, right? Always be like a white guy. Doobie-doobie-doo. Oh, Jesus. You hear that? It's going cha-cha-cha. Here it goes again, cha-cha-cha. That's why you don't never see no brothers in the movies, man. Because soon as a brother hear that shit, he'd be ready to fight. Don't be walking out, be like, shit, okay, where the fuck you at home? No, fuck that shit. I hear the chuchu shit. That shit is crazy, man. Like, why you don't never see no shit like Lion Miss Daisy in the ghetto? Why you don't see Jason in the ghetto? You know why? Because the motherfuckers put last in the ghetto. Jason would be running his ass out the ghetto like, trying to get his ass out the ghetto. You liable to drive through a ghetto and see Jason sitting on the curb freebasing and shit. Miss Daisy would be a hoe. Miss Daisy sure know how to suck one, homeboy. I know she ain't got no teeth. All right, look, I'm Ricky Harris. Peace.
There you go.
You
He's right, man. Don't. That's why you never see, you know, black people, they always die.
In the introduction.
In the introduction, you know. You know, not even in Trump before the credits even start.
Oh, man.
He's right. Yeah, that's the, that's the. Is that Jason or the Halloween? Because Jason, I think that's from Friday the 13th, isn't it?
Maybe that's Friday the 13th, because I think,
yeah,
Jason has that, I mean, not Jason, yeah, Jason, wait, Halloween, wait, Halloween has,
that's Michael, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, the Halloween has that.
Yeah, I think that is Jason. And who? And you know who I think has the coolest weapon out of all of them?
Let me try that. Let's see. Jason got the. Don't he got the chainsaw? I think.
Jason has a chainsaw. Correct. Jason has the coolest weapon. Jason has a chainsaw. Mike Myers has a knife. Freddy has the claws.
Yeah.
I think. What's his name? That Scream. Ghostface from Scream.
Don't he have like, a knife too?
No, he had like a, some kind of, not a knife, but what was it?
Machete or something?
A machete, yeah. Some kind of, you know what? Jason also had a machete.
Right, because it was a big knife, right.
Yeah, but machete and chainsaw he would use. So he was kind of like, you know, intertwined between, yeah, between both weapons. So, yeah, I mean, Jason, man, I still have a Jason mask in my closet somewhere. But, yeah, if I had to pick, I'd probably pick a chainsaw to kill someone.
That's good to know.
How about you? Which one of those weapons would you want to kill someone in a horror movie?
And go into their dreams.
Huh?
Go into their dreams like Freddy.
No, but what kind of weapon would you want, though, to kill them in a horror movie? Like, would you want Freddy's claws, Jason's chainsaw, or machete, or an axe? Or just some kind of, like, deadly device, like a jigsaw from Saw to kill a person? That's another thing, yeah. Jigsaw, you know, he really didn't have any weapons. He would just, like, drug you and then put you in a, and entrap you in a device for you to escape.
Maybe Freddy. I mean, he does have the, you know, he got the Cosby sweater. You know, he got the Indiana Jones hat, like you said, and
yeah,
he got the claws. You know,
mm-hmm.
Even though the chainsaw would be cooler for a psychotic, you know, hollow, you know, like a, you know, what I mean, like a movie villain or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. I definitely go with the chainsaw though. That's cool. I've never used a chainsaw also, so that'd be cool to use. Out of all of them, Jason is probably the scariest for me. I mean, I know Freddy's my favorite, but you know, Freddy, he was too. Sometimes you couldn't take him seriously, you know.
Because he's talking, you know, telling jokes and stuff.
Yeah, he's Jason. You can't talk. You don't know what the hell he looks like in.
Yeah, that is true.
Intimidating comes out of nowhere.
Even though he looks like every goalie.
Yeah. And he's always chasing, like, new girls around. New teenage girls. I mean, come on. That was the other thing that I liked about Friday the 13th was the new girls. If you ever saw, like, the X-rated version of Friday the 13th, I mean, it's new girls running every time. Always some nudity in that movie.
Maybe parts of that. I don't know if I've seen the whole thing of that movie.
Oh, well, shit. You need to. Shit. Netflix. You need to get an account, man. Don't go to Blockbuster because there's no more Blockbuster. Well, there is, but, you know, it's going to be out of business soon with all these online retail video stores. Netflix, man. Rent that Halloween or buy it. Buy the box set.
Yeah,
if I see that, yeah. Why not? If you don't want to buy it for the killings and for Jason, just buy it for the nudity. But anyway, I'm going to play another comic cup here. It's from Richard Pryor. and he talks about The Exorcist. And, you know, Exorcist, you know, it starred Linda Blair, and that's the movie that, you know, made her famous.
Right.
And in the movie, you know, she gets possessed by deadly spirits. So in, yeah, so during this time, you know, this was about the 70s, I think. You know, Richard Pryor talks about that movie. And he, you know, he talks about how it would be different if the girl who was inhabited by deadly spirits, like Linda Blair's character in Exorcist, would have been black. And if she had black parents. All right, so I'm going to chew it up so I can, you know. Here it is. Richard Pryor talks about The Exorcist.
Did y'all see The Exorcist? Sorry about the devil.
Oh, sorry about that. Wrong side.
Take two. Action.
Did y'all see The Exorcist? The story about the devil gets into this 12-year-old girl. Devil's a little motherfucker, Jackson. See, there wouldn't have been no movie. It'd have been niggas in it. The movie would have been about 7 minutes long. As soon as the devil spoke, hello, goodbye. See, a nigga would have handled that movie different. A nigga would have walked in the house and went, what in the fuck is that funky smell? And all that racket upstairs. Is the girl crazy? Smell like shit in here. Some devilish shit at that. You walk in the room, bitch, what's wrong with you? Get up out of bed, wash your ass, girl. Stinking up the whole motherfucking house. And get the cross out your pussy. Get downstairs and help your mother straighten up the front room. We haven't come yet. See, I get a black preacher to pray the exorcist away. Because they tight with God. You know God. There's a person in him that's possessed. And we was wondering, I know you're busy. I've checked your schedule. And if you don't mind, the devil's just acting a motherfucking fool. Could you exercise this motherfucker to Cleveland someplace?
Oh, there it is. The great Richard Pryor talking about exorcist. And that's nothing
great.
Huh?
The Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
That's the late and great.
The late and great Richard Pryor. Now, there's another one. There's another clip I want to play where he talks about a wino meeting Dracula. That one was just as funny and played.
Winos deal with it, right? Winos never get afraid of nothing but running out of wine. That's the only thing that panic a wino. Wino can deal with Dracula. But anyway, hey, man! Say, nigga, you with the cake? What you doing picking in them people's window? What's your name, boy? Dracula? What kind of name is that for a nigga? Where you from, fool? Transylvania. I know where it is, you know? You ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, you know. Even though you is the ugliest. Oh, yeah, you ugly motherfucker. Why don't you get your teeth fixed, you know? That shit hanging all out your mouth. Why don't you go get your awkward dollars? That's a dentist, you know, hot lock. It's 1975, boy. Get your shit together.
What's wrong with your natural? Got that dirt all on the back of your neck. You a filthy little motherfucker too. You got to be home before the sun come up. You ain't lying, motherfucker. See your ass in the day, you gotta get arrested. You wanna suck what? You suck some butt, nigga, you suck out a free bar? For ugly freak. You ain't sucking nothing here, Junior. Suck your ass on away from here, what you better do. Wanna suck some blood, go down to the blood bank, you know? Hope you get sick of self. Rhinos don't get jumped.
All right, there it goes. Oh, Richard Pryor's crazy. Oh, man.
No, man.
Anyway, what's going on in the Philly Giant game?
2-2. Giants just struck out with some people on base. They've left eight men on base. Now the Phillies are batting. Polanco's really not.
Yeah. We've been talking about horror movies, you know. The Yankee-Rangers series, that was my own horror movie right there.
Mm-hmm.
Watching that whole series. But, hey, congrats to the Rangers. You know, they go to the World Series. And, again, you know, no excuses. They beat the crap out of the Yankees. So, next year, the Yankees will be the Evil Dead again.
Mm-hmm.
The Evil Empire. So we'll be back next year. Will, are you doing anything special for Halloween?
No, not really.
There's a Halloween parade in the East Village, I hear, but I mean, I don't know about going down to the East Village, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Alright, there are some dudes there. And by dudes, I don't mean just dudes, like frat boys, you know. I mean, dudes. Dudes, you know, hey, that's... Hey, dudes. That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying. But no, I'm not going. One of my coworkers, she's going, but I don't think I'm going to go to the Halloween parade. Even though I have a few masks that I can wear. What about getting candy?
What mask would you wear?
Shit. I have a wolf mask here, or a Jason mask. Remember that alien mask from years ago?
I remember you showed it. I don't know exactly how it looked, but...
It's like a green alien mask.
Does it have, like, those black dot, you know, black eyes, you know, like... You know what I mean?
It really doesn't have any eyes because, like, there's holes, so no. For my own eyes to see.
Oh, okay.
It's all green.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I don't know about the Halloween parade. I might give out some candy. What about you? Are you going to probably give out candy this year to little kids?
No.
Little kitties?
Nope, I'm just maybe going to buy some candy or anything. I don't know.
You know
I
what?
No,
to give these kids nowadays, you need to give them some books. These kids need to learn and stay in school.
And give them some ODV of, like, real cartoons from, like, the 80s.
Exactly. Like, old cartoon DVDs, books, birth control, because some of them need it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Yeah. These kids don't eat candy, man. And, like, these schools, they're not even letting these kids eat junk food these days.
Yep. They hear,
like,
junk food.
Yeah, man, come on. You hear all these schools, like, taking out vending machines and not letting kids drink soda. Like, what the hell? Soda.
Yeah, I know. I guess the only food they can eat is mystery meat.
You don't know what the hell is in there either.
Never know. Sometimes those food are so bad, you know, you eat into it the next, you know, when you go to sleep, you know, you see Freddy Krueger in it.
know what I might do? I might actually try to scare some kids. Like, I have a 3-year-old sister, you know, I scare her all the time, so I've been putting, like, a wolf mask and scaring her. And that's fun, because she cries and I laugh every time I scare her. But, oh, my God. You know, it's just for playing fun. I'm gonna scare
you,
kids.
Watch, if you grow, once she grows up, she's going to scare you. Watch.
Duh. Probably going to scare me by getting pregnant at 14.
Nah, I wasn't going that far. I was talking about putting on a mask. And,
oh, okay.
I was going that.
Whoa. Well, I hope that doesn't happen, but that would be a horror if she did that. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
About that. Put on a Halloween mask and scare you from behind.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. Oh, man. But, you know, I was thinking, Friday night, Flash Dancers, you know, the strip club that I always talk about, they're having a Halloween costume show. So I'm thinking maybe after work I could stop by there and check out the Flash Dancer strippers because, again, my Flash Dancers is my favorite strip club in New York City. And I've always wanted to go to the Halloween show, so I might, on my way after work, I'll just stop by there and check what costumes these girls are wearing.
Yeah, because you're going there just to check out the costume.
Yeah, just the costume. Nothing else, really, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't want to see the designs and, you know. Yeah, you never know. These girls might be dressed up like, you know, the Catwoman or Tomb Raider, Chitara from Thundercats. I don't know, Sailor Moon. So, I'm going to go there on Friday night, check it out. Hey, do you want to stop by? I mean, see how it looks, you know?
No, I'm good, but just give us a scan report how it is.
Yeah, sure. Next week, by the way, there won't be any show next week, you know. We're going to have a little break next week, so. 2 weeks, I'll give a scouting report of what happened.
How would you feel if one of them dressed up as a Ranger and the other one dressed up as a Yankee?
Oh, well. The Yankee, I like. The Ranger, she's not getting any black dance.
Yeah.
Or, then, or I should say any money from me. Unless she has a Cliff Lee jersey, then I might give her, you know, 40.
What are you saying?
Unless if she has a Cliff Lee jersey, I might give her 40 just to come over to the, you know, because he is going to be a free agent, right? So, hey, why not? But anyway, yeah, talking about strip clubs and girls, I promise you that I'll place a porn clip. And basically, these two porn clips I'm about to play is from my two favorite porn stars, Kaley Cox and Chloe, and they both have screaming orgasms in these two clips. And I don't know if you know either one of them, but they're hot. Kaley Cox, she's like this blonde. She has big breasts, big butt. She's busty, and man, she's a woman. And Chloe, she's thin. She has these average-sized breasts. Cute. She kind of looks like a Sarah Michelle Gellar, but she's older. And both of them have some screaming orgasms, including Kaley Cox. So the first clip I'm going to play is from Chloe having an orgasm. And the second clip is Kaley Cox, who has a screaming orgasm. So, okay, let me cue it up, and I'm going to play it right now. Hopefully it's not too loud. If it is too loud, lower the volume on your computer or your iPod or wherever you're listening on. So I'm gonna play it right now and cue it up.
I guess this is the time when your listeners put your kids to bed.
Yeah, put your children to bed. Alright, let me get it. Okay, so I'm gonna cue it up right now. Here we go.
Fucking
Oh God.
Go. Chloe and Katie Cox showing you how it's done. Our screaming orgasms sound like.
So what, they were, you know, together or something?
Huh?
So what, they were together or something?
No, it was two separate cliques. They were banging guys.
Yeah.
Not together. Chloe was banging a dude in the first clip. Second clique, Katie Cox. Kaylee Cox was banging a her dude. I would love it to see them together, don't get me wrong, but no, those two separate clips.
Mm.
So.
I didn't hear the switch.
Oh, well, there was a pause between both.
Mm.
You're probably so focused you didn't hear. But yeah, there was I probably should have came back on there and said, okay, here's the second clip. But the first one was Chloe, second one was Kaylee. Kaylee was the one who was screaming louder. But anyway, three more minutes left of the show. Anything you want to add to this Halloween special?
Let me see. trying to think.
Like, I
think any, like, Halloween theme, like, I don't know, episode from, like, a TV show or, like, a video game that you like or something?
No, I mean, I guess I'll watch some Nightmare on Elm Street before Halloween, but... I mean, of course, The Simpsons, they always have these, those Halloween specials.
Yeah, I love those.
Other than that, I don't think there's really anything to plug on TV about Halloween.
Yeah, November 7th is the Simpson episode, the Halloween Simpson episode.
Yeah, November 7th. It's that late.
Yep. To the World Series. And
all right. Well, all I have to say is that for you little kids listening out, if your parents are letting you listen to this show, what I have to tell you is don't go to strangers' houses and don't eat too much candy. And don't go trick-or-treating by yourself. Have an adult supervising your trick-or-treating.
Yep.
So I guess I'll end that show on that note. Do you want to plug your show for tomorrow, Wolf?
Yep. Check out my show, Sports Urban Legend. It might be at 4 p.m. tomorrow or 9 p.m.
Figure out
what time.
Yeah, these days, Wolf doesn't know what time the show starts these days.
Keep your eyes on
it. Well, as far as my show is concerned, I'll be back here in 2 weeks. Same time, same place. Same craziness. Same idiotic. Same stupidity. I'm back.